because I thought, because after this theoretical or philosophical instructions, we will have a lot of learning instruments. It is our very firm commitment to all of you as our beloved student G's, our students, to help you in two ways come to the platform of Kirtan leaders. One is in your own personal inner relationship to the Holy Name. That's why we talk about the philosophy of Harinam Chintamani, which Srila Prabhupada he said we should take these guidebooks of Bhaktivinoda Thakur very seriously. But we want to also teach you so that when you sit down, you can do your kirtan very, very enlivened and very nicely. This is our full commitment, and Manu and a host of other teachers who are still doing various other services are very committed, and we will have a little teachers get together, a meeting still today, and we have something wonderful for you in June. I always feel if the students have survived the first part, all these theoretical instructions, they will do great in the practical part. I would just like to sum up my presentations, and then we will have a mutual prayer session from Haridas Thakur to just complete everything, and then we have the best of Hollywood stars presenting a theater or some surprise at least, we don't know. Some of the students have prepared something. And afterwards I will invite all of us to build a big circle, and there's a little, I can't say it now, what we will do. Good, fine. First of all, I would like to give you an overview again about what we did. It was, we dealt with this work, Harinam Chintamani, which in our tradition is really a practical guidebook. The first three chapters, that is from chapter 1 to chapter 3, describes the glories of the Holy Name. And 11 chapters altogether, that is from the 4th chapter to the 14th chapter, talks about what we should not do in our spiritual practice, and instead offers practices which are called, what we should instead do. See, you must know any spiritual tradition will have yamas and niyamas. That is, things which you should do in relationship to certain practices, and things which you should not do. For instance, in our movement, we have four things which are very important. No, we don't eat any meat, fish, and eggs. We do not take part in illicit sexual relationships. We do not partake intoxication, nor do we engage in gambling and such things, because these things would spoil our spiritual receptivity, and they would create reactions so that we can't move forward very nicely. So this book also, in addition to these understood principles, tells us what we should not do and what we should do in relationship to our practice. I guess that while the instructions are going on, the lectures or workshops, you will hear by and by these 10 aparadas and what you should do to replace them, 10 positive attitudes. It's in chapter 4 to chapter 14 where this is described, just in case you want to do a personal study and do this. And in the 15th chapter, you will hear about the perfection of chanting the holy name. This is a small overview of the work, which I wanted to give you so that in your own studies of the work, you will know where the book is going and where it takes you. So it is very interesting in these rules, how to chant and how to not chant. Four rules are not really describing how to chant in relationship to the holy name. For instance, the first rule is you should not offend devotees who are practicing the chanting. You should have a supportive attitude, not a criticizing attitude. That has nothing to do directly with the holy name. Then the second is you should understand that Krishna, that you are chanting the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you should understand something about Krishna, that he is not to be replaced by other devatas. And then there are instructions to that you should disobey the orders of a spiritual master. You should follow him, and you should not disregard the saintly scriptures. These are things which help us to develop a culture in life. But then come six other instructions which tell us directly how we should behave in relationship to the holy name. I'm saying this so that when you study the 10 aparadas, or the 10 clouds which block the chanting of the Son of the Holy Name, that you also have some understanding how to study these nicely. All what we did here really is we dealt with two offenses. That was inattention while chanting, and staying in one's own little world of false ego. We described some ways to come out of this, and those of you who partook in the workshop yesterday, where we had the nice list of things to do, I think they can sometimes visit this list for spiritual profit. Now, I like very much, it took me really many, many years to teach this book, and just recently when I prepared for this course, it became clear to me just how wonderful all this is and how it goes together. And I really want to ask someone to make a... I will ask the person who helped me to put everything together to put a list of these five practices. They are very powerful. They are powerful ways to help us cut the root cause of all the problems, inattention and false ego, which comes about by turning away really from Krishna, whom we try to glorify. There's one thing I wanted to say, because yesterday a very nice devotee alerted me to this, that it's very important to pronounce the mantra correctly so as to have proper the right result. Sometimes Prabhupada says when we chant, a hissing sound is produced. That's not good, this hissing sound. It should be Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. No hissing sound. And similarly for the second half of the mantra, sometimes it happens that we chant not very clearly Hare Rama, but we all of a sudden, the R turns into an O. And I talked yesterday with Gaura Hari, my long-term harmonium genius, who goes with me to the different kirtan melas, and apparently I was not aware, but the devotee helped me yesterday to find this out. Sometimes we sing Hari Ramo, not Hari Rama. Please watch this. It may happen. It happened to me. I was not aware. I asked the devotee, do I also say sometimes, I know it's Hari Rama, but do I sometimes say Hari Ramo? And the devotee said, yes, sometimes slips in there. So we need to be attentive that the whole mantra is there. No hissing sound, Hare Krishna, shu, 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 that it, and Hari Rama, not Hari Ramo. That should be understood. I mean, it's kind of obvious, but because it does happen, it's good if we say clear pronunciation, says Prabhupada. It's in the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is required. Good. I wanted to just concentrate on my main message. What did I really wanted to say in this course? I wanted to say that there is a difference between chanting with taste and chanting without taste. And these instructions which we hear from the scriptures and from Srila Prabhupada and they are all meant to help us to avoid these things which are let me say, taking the taste away from us. The holy name, you can say, is like a very nice sweet. But if you put sand in the sweet rice, I don't know if you ever have had this phenomena. I had it once happening. Some of the sweet rice had the devotee who, or the person who served us the sweet rice, some of it had apparently, he was so fast, he stumbled and half of it fell in the sand, and then he thought, no, I can't show my face to these hungry guests without serving them this full amount of sweet rice. And he put the sweet rice in, it slipped his attention. There was some sand with the sweet rice. And so we went eating it. Oh, good, sweet rice, cooling sweet rice. And then then I remember the person next to me looked, do you also? Is it alright? Maybe something is wrong with my teeth. Maybe just the teeth broke and then I'm chewing now my teeth. So not, but we all tried a second spoon because sweet rice is temptatingly beautiful and sweet. And you know, there's something with this combination, sweet rice and sand. It just does not work. It tastes terrible. And if you want to eat sweet rice, you have to avoid the sand in it. In the same way, if you want to chant the holy name, you cannot put these aparadas, these anattas, and this avidya, this ignorance in there. You just can't do it. I think many of us, when we chant, eat still sweet rice with sand. That's why we feel restless and we feel, when will this ever stop, you know. Or we sing, should I stay or should I go, you know. And we feel restless and so on. It's because there's something in the experience which doesn't belong there. There's sand in the kirtan. And this needs to go, and that is what I wanted to explain. I wanted to help you to learn to do kirtan with taste, and I wanted to also share some of my enthusiasm and my conviction with all of you so that you will feel that you have a strong foundation for the Kirtan course and just have a most wonderful experience. That was a little bit what I wanted to say. Let me just turn to my system. There is one prayer which I want to give you as a gift. Yes, I need one copy, and the students should all get each one copy. Thank you, Mama. Thank you. Haben Sie auch die Gebete für Heide? Also, gut. Oh, we are really in good time. We are really moving. It's really flowing. This hall is nice and airy, isn't it? Why are you?
I'm just saying there's a lot of good memories in this.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. This is a real Kirtan hall. Each year in January, last week of January, we have about 1,000 people in this hall.
Somehow.
We have about 800 or 900 guests now, but they are not there all at one time, only in the evening. This hall is crowded so much. I mean, I've never seen a more crowded hall in my life. And that's the reason why there is now this discussion that hopefully we can build a big Kirtan hall. If some of you is a millionaire, just come to Manu and speak with Manu privately how many millions you can give. So anyways, let us not divert the attention. There is a wonderful prayer which you can chant in order to get more attachment for the holy name. This prayer is by Srila Rupa Goswami. It is composed in his Sri Krishna Namashtakam, six prayers and glories of the holy name. If you like to pray more in a more simple way, you can just meditate while you chant, "Oh Krishna, please accept me." But this is a very authorized prayer. I would like to chant it with you. I will once chant it alone so that you can become familiar with the tune and the rhythm. These Sanskrit shlokas are always very rhythmic. Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamala Nayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Krishna Vityaneka Swarupe Tvai Mama Rati Uchel Vadatam Namadeya. Everyone, please. Agadamana Yashoda Nanda Suno Kamala Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Vineka Swarupe Tvai Maharaya Uchel Varadam Namadeya. This was practice, now the actual.
Krishna, Vidya, Svarupe, Tvai Mama.
Hari Nam, holy name of the Lord. You manifest in many forms, like Agadamana, the subduer of the Aga demon who represents sin. Yashoda Nandana, the son of Queen Yashoda. Nanda Suno, the son of King Nanda Maharaj. Kamala Nayana, the lotus eyed. Gopi Chandra, the moon of the gopis. Vrindavanendra, the lord of Vrindavan. Pranata Karuna, the compassionate master of the surrendered souls. And Krishna. These are all some of your manifestations. Oh, holy name, let my attachment for you increase more and more. I request you, let us try to chant the Sanskrit once again. My present to you, this very powerful, very traditional prayer. And I would like to end my part with another prayer, the prayer to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur's instructions were guiding us through this first part of the Kirtan course. Remember, it was him who was giving all these instructions, which were summarized for you and then practiced by all of us. So I want to say that anyone who takes shelter at Haridas Thakur immediately obtains Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the most recent incarnation of the avatar of Krishna. And there are two prayers which I wanted to finish with. One is from Bhagavad Arkamarichi Mala. It says, I offer my humble obeisances to Sri Haridas Thakur, who by Lord Chaitanya's mercy revealed the devotional service of chanting the Lord's holy names without deviation. There was no deviation, it was just pure chanting. And this Haridas, who is the spiritual master for awarding happiness to the devotees? You might sometimes have felt during the kirtans, during the exercises, during the sharing, that some genuine spiritual happiness entered your heart. This is all by the mercy of Haridas Thakur. And we will now chant these prayers. I will send them chanted one time alone. Chaitanya kripaya yena bhaktya nama. Everything has its right meter. Yes. Chaitanya kripaya yena Bhaktya nama Shri Todita Namami Haridasam tam Bhaktanam Sukadam Gurum
Chaitanya Kripayena Bhaktirna Shishodita Namami Harida Samudam Bhaktanasukaram Gurum
Jaya 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 Harida Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. Thank you.
At the place where I'm most inquisitive myself, what it will be. Last year we started the Kirtan course, the first Kirtan course, and one of our, in that first batch, so to say, of students, we had Munishvara Hari, and some very, very talented other devotees who are now putting. Some of them, I noticed, they are with the kirtan all over the world. For instance, when I was in Mauritius, where we had a big kirtan mela, many people singing the holy names for 4 days, and then two of our students showed up, I think more even. And we are very happy that Munishvara, one of our first students of the first Kirtan course, is now actually a teacher in the Kirtan course. I think instruments you will be teaching. And and he and Dominique and Rishabha, I think this was the trio, they did such a fantastic theater play last year that after we had seen it in the amongst our students here in the Kirtan course, we showed it to the whole temple community, and I mean they were almost crying. It was a very moving theater play about people who did not take full advantage of the chanting. It was really good. So this year Munishvara has prepared another surprise. What it is, I don't know. I think I will free the stage now. I will make the space free, and then you can show it. I will sit there. We just pack up here. Get away here.
Yeah. Oh, Yeah. We did.
Well, half of it.
Yeah. Out.
It's not complete, but
is it? Right.
Thank you.
Munishvara, this is, has a lot of future. And Wilhelm, you were really an outgoing bassist.
Oh, and singer.
And singer. And James, sir, I did not know that you know all these things. How did you play? Just very, very virtuous.
Thank you.
Like Jimi Hendrix. Munishvara, really, wow, you have a voice like Janis Joplin and Robert Plant together. Thank you very much. No, it is very nice if we also celebrate together. And this voice of the Western culture, I think, will never leave us. the type of music. Thank you very, very much for this very heartwarming and humorous presentation. And also our 20-year-long young monk, our Andrew, you look like a natural performing star. I think sometimes for a few minutes we can enter into this role and then quickly come out. Fine, I just want to see now where we are. I think I request all of you now to form a circle. Just a nice circle. The students, and yes, this, only the students, I mean, our guests are invited to be with us, but it's mostly an exercise for those who participated in the full course so far. So our guests can sit at the outside of the circle. Umesh, you can sit a little bit like
that. Are you going to join the circle?
I will join the circle. Actually, no, I won't join the circle. Yes. It's like really that a wave of fresh energy, isn't it?
Like eating without digesting it. Many of us are caught in a just in a wheel of over busyness. And I remember I talked to one of you, our guests actually. She said to me that she was so busy in her work with the UNESCO that every evening she just came home and could only you know, eat something and then sleep, but never digest really what happened. Never think about it. I remember my life is also always very busy, but then I don't have these times in between where I go over what happened last week, what happened last month, what happened last year. I feel a sense of inner constipation really, because I don't digest what happens. And the way this inner constipation reacts is that I just feel unwell, I can't see any longer, I don't like to be with people any longer. I just got too much of things happening and so on. So I would like us to make a little reflection round now, where everyone of us who participated in the course just shares with the whole group what struck him or her, what they realized about the Holy Name, which was in a way new to them, where they felt something like a eureka moment. You know, there's a Greek expression about, I think, Aristoteles, who began to discover something while in the bathing tub, and he screamed, "Eureka!" He had reflected, and he had, I think, discovered something from mathematics, or rule for mathematics. So if he would not have sat in his bathing tub, not necessarily bathing tub, but if he would not have had the time to reflect about something, he would never have discovered it. So let us please use this time while it ends now, the first part. You will have tomorrow a very nice session, a pizza party, believe it or not. We have arranged the best pizza maker in Northern Europe to come and share you with her art. It's the mother of Manu. I tested it 3 days ago. So we will have something, an exercise where you have more time to get to know each other. But this year is our last time together, because I will leave with Govinda this afternoon, I think, for Belgrade. So let us please share with the group something which struck you, something which you discovered, something which you feel. And you should talk also about your feelings, because if it's something which struck you, you will feel happy or thoughtful or miserable, because you find out a long way to go, for instance. So, yes, is the exercise clear? Then, if you don't mind, can we go with our super inspired bass player? Can you just say it should, because we want to hear everyone, it should be something like, I don't know, like, how can you put a time on this, but not a half an hour, you know. Just maybe something like 3-4 minutes later.
Has been very, very new for me. And if there's two things I cannot stand in this world, it's a lot of people in centers and organized religion. So the combination of this is bound to offer some stuff. But that is the very reason I'm Because if there's struggle, there's an imbalance in me, because there's no struggle. It doesn't have to be any struggle in this life. So I tend to go where the struggle is. I only accept struggle as a challenge to grow. And I have been very pleased to arrive. And first arrive in a lot of fear and a lot of putting on a face. Not that I want to, but that I don't have any other choice. And that due to my conditioning, like, this is exactly where I don't know, I don't have the tools. And when we come to something that I hear as like a little bit dogmatic and a lot of people, then I'm out of tools. So I put on fear instead, that's all right. So I feel I am now, it's been a little weak, and this morning I arrived in myself again. And there's no word for that, because that's home, and that's where Krishna resides. And I'm really happy with, I mean, you know, I'm new to the whole Krishna movement, and I have this thing, and I know it's going to sound like a joke, but in a way it is, like, I'm looking for the mailbox because I know God. I know God. I have there's no word for the relationship I share with God, but I definitely want the postbox. Mm-hmm. And there's something in me, and I feel a little bit of a struggle still. Like, couldn't it be something a little bit more cool than our Krishna life? I suffer from the opinions of the world, looking at it in the streets, and I'm like, and of course I have to be. This is the place I have to be, because I'm so happy to go through this struggle of being faced with almost my worst fear and stepping into it and understanding that there's nothing in a way you can do for me. But if I am with that is true in my heart, I can love every one of you. And I can love this place, and I can love what I perceive as organized religion, and I can love it, and I can celebrate it and say, yeah, I'm in. I don't believe any of the dogmas, but I believe all the dogmas. Because the truth for me is not any statement, it's what I know to be true, and that's always true. Doesn't matter what I say. Doesn't matter what I hear. Doesn't matter what I hear. And for me personally, arriving in a place and being able to share God with you guys is something I really long for, because I don't have a lot of people to share God with, because I have this thing that it's getting a little bit hard to have to agree on what God is. Then I that's not for me, because I can share in silence what God is, but I can't put it into words. Maybe a prayer. I think I was there for three, four minutes. Sorry. But I feel like I am arriving there, and I'm arriving in Krishna with you guys. And that's very, very rich experience for me.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your courage to share such a deep thing and public. You're really overcoming your versus fears. Thank you.
I have no words to match at all the little speech before me, but what I can say is that one technique that stood out for me while I've been chanting and practicing about how to reach the mantra deeper is using the Naam Trayaka. So this technique was introduced to me many years ago, but I always found it very difficult to engage all of my senses and read and hear at the same time. So I stopped it. But then after Maharaj was talking about it, I tried to chant with a bit more determination. And yes, at first it was difficult to read and hear at the same time. But I continued doing my japa time every morning, and I found that it's a way to refocus. If now the technique that I've tried to introduce for myself is do one, your first round with the Naam Trastaka, read every single mantra. So then the mantra becomes imprinted on your mind. So if you close your eyes and you want to absorb yourself for every time, sorry, if I want to absorb myself, then it's there. It's still there. It's still in my consciousness. So, and then the rounds after that are building my Sambandha relationship and absorbed chanting, really focusing on hearing every single name. So, a technique which had no success for me, with a little bit of determination, I now find very, very useful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To get to this point of coming to this kirtan course, there are so many obstacles on so many levels. And that has been a common experience in my life. But when I wanted to do something in Krishna consciousness, so many obstacles come in my way. And I really feel like it was a miracle that I got here and a blessing of Maharaj. And I guess one of the things that I can take from this week is a sense of hope, because so many times in chanting japa, it feels like it's a struggle, something that you know you have to do it, you can do it, and I know I can do it, but then it's just like a chore, something you just have to do. But now there's this hope that, oh, I can do it more than just chore, I can actually do it with the sense of some possibility of actually appreciating the whole name in japa. In kirtan it's relatively easy for me, but in japa it's very difficult. So I think the biggest thing that I got from this week is a sense of hope.
Thank you. I really hate to do this, but I look at the wristwatch and I know that if we all go really so long as I have said we should go 3 to 4 minutes, then we will not be able to finish on time. I'm really sorry. It's my mistake. I just such good spirits now. I don't have to talk any longer. Talk to guys. Do a lot of talking, but please try to make it concise. And later, when you are privately with others, then by all means, find the time to share and digest it in that way. Yes. And so maybe just what struck you? Like briefly. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's my mistake. I didn't watch the time.
So for me, over the past week, I've really seen a change in my japa. This is something that I've been practicing for a long time, trying to chant attentively, but really never been able to really connect with the holy name. You know, maybe one mantra, maybe. But you know, now having gone through this week and learned various different techniques and various different ways to deal with the inattention of the mind, I found the method that struck me most was actually the prayer. So initially I was a bit skeptical reading the prayers, but then when I found something that resonated more with the mood that we should be chanting with, I kind of went on that basis, and then now, you know, I've noticed a much more deeper connection with the holy name, and now kind of look forward to chanting.
Yeah, I think what
struck me most is the enormous effect of one of those. It's Kunal Prabhu gave us in our evening sessions, the group evening chanting. This had an enormous effect. Also, in workshop, I experienced unknown depths of chanting. Which really doesn't seem like a miracle to me. For the Holy Name will always be able to provide new insights. Yes. I've also been through some struggles for new austerities, new kind of living here, you want to come from the outside world with no temples, only occasional hariyams and namatas. But being amongst devotees for a whole week without any, well, with a week without football news, unbelievable. I didn't even miss them. Indeed, in a way, standing before Krishna now, I feel worse than before. But I think it's good for left after.
Yeah, in short, what really strikes me was that fusion of meditation and japa completely here. I did yoga before, and I realized this fusion together, like not just japa separated and kirtan separated, but do it together, like one whole process. So, when we start to practice this, I really have that taste to share with all my friends with this, and I was completely happy about this. Well, yes. Crying from happiness. The heart is expanding so much that I have kind of difficulties to follow the speed of it. I called my retreats, but this time because it's so homey atmospheric, it's so pleasant, and everything is in us, so it's really touching, very, very deep this time. And yesterday, when we were talking about this in Bikram, I realized how much Maharaj is not indifferent. I don't know this English word, the opposite to indifferent. How much we do care that we get it. And I really feel like, wow. So I feel so ashamed that you have to sometimes remind us to be present. You are, it's like us, the ones who need it, but you are more present than us in some moments. And I really feel like, what? So. But I'm very able to give it back, and only how I can give it back is to be present in my own japa. And last day it was wonderful because every time when I feel spaced out, and I remember, oh, Maharaj did so much for us, he did so much for us that I cannot be ashamed not to be present. So now it's like really fine just a single view that makes me to stay with the whole name.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For me, this week was really, really hard because I had time when everything was working for me, and I had maybe 2 days like this. And the other days were all where, like, I get so many informations that are actually maybe too much for me. I don't know. I hope that in time I will be more able to deal with it. But now I'm just beginner. I'm not trying to do this.
No,
sorry. really special because I feel like I realized how beautiful the holy name can be, and this was done through the Nam Traktika, because when I was chanting it and just focusing on the names themselves, I was thinking back to before I came into Krishna consciousness, when I would always listen to the George Harrison song, My Sweet Lord, and I was always chanting this mantra through the song, and I had no idea what it meant or what the significance was really, but I knew that this mantra and these names were the most beautiful names I'd ever heard, and that's why I kept listening to it over and over again. And it made me think this week that these names are so beautiful because they belong to the most beautiful personality. So while I'm chanting, I'm focusing more on the holy names themselves and developing more of a relationship that way.
This week, as a lot of you know, this is my first exposure to Krishna consciousness, and so the beginning of the week was a little bit overwhelming for me, but I'm adjusting. And when I came into this room, I was looking at these beings here, which are quite beautiful, and I was thinking about the construction of this roof and how this roof is being supported by these beautiful beings. And how we live our lives in the modern world with a lot of faith, actually. I have faith that this roof is not going to cave in on me, or if I go in a car, that I'm going to get to my destination. All this requires faith that we don't really realize that we have. And then I started wondering why it's so hard for me to have faith in God, in Krishna. So that's what I was thinking about today. So I think my 2 minutes is up.
Thank you.
And I'm so grateful for you to be here this week with us. Thank you so much. I was writing an email to my mother and I said that you were brimming with wisdom and humor. And I really thank you for being here.
Thank you, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. I just want to say that the week has been like a new introduction to the Mahamantra again. I've only been chanting a year now, or less than a year, but there was such a big gap between where I wanted to be with the mantra and where I was. And it was like we stepped into the Mahamantra boat, and you were the captain, and you led us into the stream of the Mahamantra. So I thank you from my heart for the teachings and blessings of me.
Thank you.
I don't really know what to say because for me it's very difficult. But I can agree with the planning talk. For me, the week was very hard because I realized that I'm a really bad chanter. And before this course, I I didn't realize how bad I really chanted because for me it was just like a ritual you do every day. And here I learned that you can use your japa not just like finishing and then it's over, and that you can use it as a tool or an instrument for practicing. Like I really like that you gave us some method to how to better concentrate, and then we practice it in a few minutes or a few rounds of japa. And it was a very new experience, and now I'm always, when I start to chant japa, I think of it, now we have to chant better than earlier, but for me it's difficult anyway.
And for me, I think this week has been very amazing, because the 2 last year, I was like doing everything very mechanic, working, chanting my mouth, like everything was very mechanic. And I was chanting so bad, I was even sometimes chanting in the computer. So I was really losing my enthusiasm and my taste for spiritual life. So now I think that I am like watching the life again. And I am really thankful for this. I'm really happy.
Thank you.
I think for me it's been quite overwhelming because I live a very quiet life and by intermission quite solitary, so I was a bit apprehensive about coming in the first place and being with people, especially knowing I had to share, but good is great. So it's also been very packed this week because my life is very spacious normally, but the enormous riches that have been within that have changed how I do things, which is the main point, I guess. And especially this thing about using the imagination and literary structures and things like that with the japa to actually create the feeling and the taste, or to bring the taste through, if you like. That's been really important for me, and since we have those sessions, my japa has improved in quality an enormous amount, I think. That's been very important for me, I think.
So for me, the thing which struck me the most was your association, Maharaj, was Kekri Jaipu. And when it comes to chanting, I knew before that I am a person who can't really focus for the longer time. And my morning japa normally looks like the first few rounds are great, and then it's just gradually worse. So during this week, I appreciated the most this method, the Vistas tool. The best was for me was to remember about Sambandha. It was really, really, really great. And also this meditation method, it also worked well. Now I know that I have to work harder, because I realized for the first time that it's possible for me to focus actually, because previously I had no hope in this. I was doing this. You can do this really. You can just chant and try what you can. But now I realize that I can and I will. So, and also this method with Nama Chakra, I was introduced some time ago this, but I was and now I am really attached to this method, and it really helps me, I'm in temple and I see Nama written, it's it can just take me the present moment, not on the clouds.
So,
really, thank you.
Thank you. For me, for this week, I was able to realize that Krishna is not different from his name. Because I'm more like a deity person, I had to be the mom, and then the kingdom called the kingdom, the Maha Mantra, the Ram Tantra, and the without deity for this call, Suddenly, look at my faith in Krishna, I was do I really have that much faith? So this is my Krishna for the whole course, and then by practicing chanting and the Ram Mantra is always really good because it let me to focus more on Krishna and more on the it really helps me pay attention, because now I use all those methods, I focus more on the first target, and then when my mind starts falling, then I think Ram Mantra, and then I use the Buddha as well, to get my ego out of the way and realize that I'm all and truly call out to Krishna, so it really helps me. I can't use just one method to walk around because my mind is really wild, so I need to use all of these, and it was to make a great
decision.
The rest of the time, even when I try chanting, it's just being without that much immersion. So even when I try for a few minutes, maybe you can ask the tenor to first time. So the prayer will chant to really bring us by me to remember the prayers of the different chants that are being, just how they see the Lord, how they see that living in. They understand that the living in is a person. It's not a different Krishna. That's hard to understand. But, and through the past, I was very happy to really that's really powerful in the evening class. Just trying to remember the strictness of the world, and just trying to get a taste for the learning and the prayers and the meaning of different leaders in the third path.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Really, I'm sitting here and I'm very moved by, let me say, your openness to share what went on with you. This surprise, this is not ordinary that we are feeling encouraged to openly share what we feel. I would like to now reveal a secret to you, why I taught this course the way I taught. My purpose was that I would provide a spiritual environment to you in which each one of you would make the experiences which would be necessary for their own individual spiritual path. And I would like to give you an example of this. I had in this life two very influential teachers. One, my spiritual master, and the second, my mystical grandfather from Sweden. My grandfather was very active in forming me during the first 15 years of my life. It was very difficult to learn from fathers and teachers in school, but my grandfather somehow had a key in his hand which opened doors of experience for me. The one was learning to swim. I lived on an island for 12 years of my life, close to Vilna, the island of Fehmarn, actually, with the Red Fehmarn, and so on. I lived there, and but I somehow did not learn to swim. I was afraid of the water. Then my grandfather requested one swimming teacher, and he told him a method to teach me swimming which would work 100%. The swimming teacher later told me that was the first time and the last time where he applied the method my grandfather told him he should apply with me. This was the method. The swimming teacher, after he had failed for several years to teach me swimming, asked me and my elder brother and a few others unwilling candidates to go and here you please help me again, Andre. Is it called where you walk into the sea, you're on wooden planks and one can fasten boats to this
pier.
Yes. So we were sitting like little frogs on the pier and didn't know what would come. I remember I was so excited that I made a gentleman sound. Then all of a sudden the swimming teacher, who was instructed by my grandfather, came and he gave us a lift on the behind and just threw us one after the other into the water. And I was first of all very hurt. What did he do? Then I had to struggle with the situation and struggle because who wants to drown? And the struggle somehow it made switch. And I learned to swim. I still know how to swim, believe it or not. My elder brother, he had to be saved because it didn't make a click in him. But
We were like, I think, seven of us, and six of us learned to swim this way. The other learned just a week later to swim. He had to speak safety, but he was not satisfied to remain behind us. Sometimes in spiritual life, it is good to be exposed to a new element. That's what I want to say. And just find our way in this new element. Therefore, in this course, I took care to really present several methods and understandings, and then without telling you, I invited you to chant maximum of time, and I remembered my own swimming teacher and put you gently into the ocean. And don't worry if you spit a little water or if you are if it's a little tough or you get a little purified. It's at the place where we stumble where we make most of our discoveries. If we always go on doing the same thing as we are accustomed to do, we will only get more of the same thing. The thing which our civilization is so afraid of, that is challenge, and entirely being confronted with even a situation which is you're not used to, is sometimes very good in spiritual learning. That's why one guru once, he was asked by his disciple, "Master, how can I learn that I'm actually an eternal soul?" "I tell you next morning," said this ancient, this old teacher. So he went, like he always did with his pupils, to take a bath in the river. And this time, when they were bathing, he was taking him like this and dunking him under water. Don't do this, don't worry. First, the pupil thought, "He has some funny mood today, let me patiently tolerate his antics." But then he began to resist and finally, gasping for air, jump out of the river. And then the guru said, "If you would endeavor with the same intensity which you use to protect your temporary life, you would take the same intensity and work on your eternal spiritual life, you would be self-realized by now." And it was this instruction which helped the pupil to move on, to put a little bit more effort or there, and then wait for the grace which is necessary. So thank you very, very much for sharing. I'm extremely proud of each one of you. I watched you. It was really very, very great honor to be with you in such a small group, to get such valuable new acquaintances. I'm deeply grateful to each one of you. You were great teachers. I will go today, but I will leave you with something which might be nice and might help you to work a little bit like the student who became quickly enlightened. There are six principles which I wrote to you as course guidelines. We have them for each one of you. Six principles like be enthusiastic to enter a new space, give your best, be patient because we should depend on divine grace,
and not try to be an achiever, but become a receiver. Practice, etc. And these ancient footsteps or guidelines which are given in the yoga tradition and which have been written down in a work called The Nectar of Instruction by Rupa Goswami might help you to continue making these deep insights. And again, I'm very moved by your sharing. I'm moved by your discoveries. I'm moved by your tears. I'm moved by your struggles, and so on. Very, very, very moving. I should do this more often. Nowadays, I only have big crowds and lose the contact with the people. But you, what was so nice to work on a close distance with serious people on the spiritual path. Thank you so much. So we will give you the guidelines. I will now secretly look at the wristwatch. Not so secret. Wow, such a good organ. We wanted to end this session a little earlier, so we will really end here. I'll see you once again, and I hope to see you somewhere. Maybe you can book your ticket to come to the bank of the river Ganga in the spring next year, that we have really 4 days chanting at the banks of the river Ganga, or see you somewhere in this life, preferably in this life. All the best, and I will pray for each one of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.